Radio.
Picking up, talking about our average menu here. Let's go into the gravy. What does the gravy have? Well, we find more DDT-related pesticides, guys, in the gravy as well. So you can see that it's in the meat, it's in the gravy, it's in the fruit juice. So you're getting three dosages here of this chemical toxin. So even though you might look at the labels and it might say, oh, that's only just a tiny, tiny little fraction of a bit, but now that tiny little fraction is multiplied three times in this one meal. Now, if you eat that, again, you know, leftovers for supper or the next day, within 24 hours, you're having six times the minimal amount they're telling you. Scary stuff. What else is in there? We've got antibiotics, again, in the gravy. We've got products formed from the interaction between chlorine dioxide bleach used on the flour and the flour nutrient. So this is another problem that's actually outside the scope of what I'm talking about today, but this is something else to look into, guys. A lot of times the food additives, they're bad enough on their own, but when they're mixed together, just like, you know, certain chemicals you mix together in a lab, you're going to have, you know, bad chemical reactions, potentially, you know, hazardous ones. The same thing with these food additives. They're chemicals, and certain ones mixed together have very severe side effects, just because they're mixed together. They become exponentially worse for you than, you know, just by themselves. Moving on to the sweet potatoes, we've got, again, pesticides such as Deldrin and heptachlor, chlordane, ethylene, dibromide. Ooh, mix me up some of that dibromide. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, you might as well go grocery shopping at a chemical plant. You know, seriously. Go to DuPont instead of Food Lion or whatever your grocery store is. We actually don't have those up here. We've got Stop and Shop, they're called, or Shaw's. You've also got coal tar dye in your sweet potato, and then you've got sulfuric preservatives. Moving on to the canned peas. Oh, they're filled with all kinds of yummy ingredients. You got magnesium chloride, which is a color retainer. Magnesium carbonate, which is an alkalizer. And parthenon, or mexochloror. Oh, boy. Mexochlor, I guess it is. An alkyon, and other pesticides. So you didn't get enough pesticides from the other ingredients in your diet there. Now you got it from the canned peas. Moving on to the tossed salad with dressing. You might think that's good for you. Well, guess again. You've got sodium alginate, which is a stabilizer. You've got monoisoporphyl nitrate. An antioxidant to prevent deterioration. Then, of course, once again, you've got your DDT-related compounds. You also have phosphorus insecticides and weed killers. And keep in mind, this is just one meal. I'm not done yet. You've got your bread and rolls. Therein, you've got product bleach interaction in flour, chloride, which is a dough conditioner, mono and diglycerides and polyoxylene, which is these are softeners. Then you've got tertiary butyl paracresol, which is an antioxidant. You've got nitrated flour or coal tar dye, again, to give bakery products, you know, that yellow color suggestive of butter or egg yolks. Vitamin fortifiers to replace nutrients that they took out when they bleached it. DDT-related products and parathion and related compounds. Yum. All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, guys. Back to the radio. We're continuing going over our average meal here and the unwholesome, unhealthy ingredients therein. Let's move on to the butter. Now, here you're going to find Nord Hydro... Oh, wow, man, forget it. I'm not even going to pronounce that. I'm not kidding. It's got about 18 letters in it. Nor Hydro... acid, another antioxidant. You've got oxidation products resulting from interactions with hydrogen peroxide or bleach. Then you've got magnesium oxide, a neutralizer. You've got AB and OB yellow coal tar dyes. You've got diacetyl, which is an artificial aromatic agent to give it a nice smell. Notice, this stuff would not smell good or look good except they put the chemicals in it. Well, if it doesn't smell or look good, then it's obviously not good to begin with, right? DDT-related compounds, again, in your butter, just like you had in three other items in this diet. Man, look at this. I mean, to have DDT-related products in one item in your diet is bad. But now we've just seen four items in this one meal that have it. Then, of course, we go on to the pickles. Pickles have aluminum sulfate, which, of course, is a firming agent. But, guys, you know, aluminum, it's known to contribute, if not outright cause, Alzheimer's. Sodium nitrate, a texturizer, and then you've got an emulsifier to disperse flavor. The apple pie is loaded with toxic chemicals. You've got butylated hydroxanisole, which is an antioxidant not so commonly used anymore, but there's other chemicals that serve the same function that they use. This book came out like in 1965, so some of these chemicals, the names have changed, but it's the same effects, the same, in fact, in some cases, the chemicals used today are even worse than what was in use back then. Chemical agents in the flour for the apple pie, of course, which I've already mentioned. You've got, you know, what's in the bread and the rolls. You got sodium, ophenylphenate, which is a preservative. And then there's various pesticides used in the apples, such as, again, your DDT-related compounds and numerous other chemical additives. Again, if anybody wants the transcripts for this, I'll send it to you. It's got the list of all the specific chemicals. I'm not going to go into all of them here, but just to give you an idea. Ice cream has carbomethylcellulose, which is a stabilizer. It's got mono and dioglycerides as emulsifiers, artificial flavoring, artificial coloring, coal tar dyes, usually. Antibiotics from the milk, and of course, again, your DDT-related compounds. That's five items in the average diet here that has DDT-related compounds. Five of them. When you put all of this together, guys, the amount of poisons that we take into our systems every day, every meal, becomes quite alarming indeed. The illusion, as I said, has been that, you know, in minor traces, it doesn't matter. It's not harmful. Oh, really? Well, then why don't people on a daily basis dip their finger in a vat of mercury and lick their finger off? Why don't we do that? You know, in minor traces, it doesn't hurt you, right? Why don't you let your kid chew on just one little flake of lead paint every day? Because after all, in minor traces, it's not harmful, right? I mean, think of the logic here. Obviously, the more poison you take, the more harmful. The less you take, the less harmful. But it's still harmful nonetheless. There's no such thing as a harmless dose of poison, guys. Like I said, it's going to kill you. It'll just take a little longer. But you're going to get cancer. It might take 20, 30 years, but you're going to get it. Or something even worse. Who knows? Coming back to the book, The Poisons in Your Food, William Longood, the author here, he says, many arguments are advanced to justify the use of small amounts of poison in foods. All claim to be based on the scientific method. Anyone who objects to eating those poisons, regardless of the quantity consumed, is accused of being hysterical, a crackpot, a food faddist, unscientific, or something worse. But the basic objection remains unanswered. The nature of the chemical is not changed by reducing the quantity. Regardless of how small the dose, it is still poison, just as salami is still salami, regardless how thin you slice it. Poison is harmful to the human organism. When it is ingested by a human being, there is damage. The more poison, the more damage. The smaller the amount, the less the damage. The fact that the dose may be reduced until damage no longer can be seen or measured by man's instruments does not mean that the damage no longer exists. It merely means that it can no longer be detected. Guys, a little poison goes a long way. All of the toxins that make it into our food, not to mention our drinking water and, you know, our teeth fillings, our air we breathe, on and on and on, are surely responsible, at least in part, for the high rates of, you know, cancer and other deadly diseases that I've been mentioning. But let's look at some of the known side effects of some of the more common chemical food additives that we take into our bodies on a daily basis. Potassium sorbate. You'll see this in a lot of foods. In fact, it's used as a preservative in drinks containing citric acid, such as apple juice, cocktail mixers like coconut cream. It's also used in cheese, wine, yogurt, baked goods, and dried fruit. In rare cases, it can cause a severe pain in the chest. It can make breathing difficult for some. It can also cause palpitations, lasting in some cases for several hours, and pressure and pounding sensations in the head. In some very rare cases, it's also been known to produce lethal, fatal side effects. So, you know, can you afford not to take serious this matter? You know, you got to read the labels, guys. Carrageenans. These are a family of linear sulfated polysaccharides that are extracted from red seaweeds. They're used as thickeners or stabilizers in many products such as ice cream, yogurt, milkshakes, sauces, payday candy bars, beer, processed meats, and toothpaste. Of course, I hope none of you actually use toothpaste. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. They can cause stomach upset and deterioration of mammary gland tissues. Something for you ladies to take note of there. Or men too, for that matter, but I'm sure ladies are more concerned about that than men. In some formulations, they can be carcinogenic, particularly in the gastrointestinal area. Let's move on to sodium pyrosulfite. This is used for color retention in sugar-free milk chocolate. It is also used as a sterilizer and antioxidant or preservative. It can cause immediate and severe diarrhea, gas, and abdominal pain, sometimes lasting for as long as a whole day. It can also cause skin irritation, asthma, nausea, or vomiting. Eye contact may cause moderate irritation. Prolonged contact can be severely irritating or even cause burns to the skin. Ingestions of large doses have been known to be fatal. Did you catch that? Why are people putting into their systems, allowing to be put in their food, or just buying food products that have substances in them that are known to be fatal? Well, when's the last time you drank a glass of water from the tap, guys? It's loaded with chlorine. Chlorine is a deadly, noxious toxin. How about fluoride? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk about that some more in a moment. But think about it. These are deadly poisons. And it's in pure form, by the way, when they put it in the water. You know, it's not even chemically bonded. They just add it in there. It's in its pure form. They say, oh, it doesn't matter. It's only a few parts per million. It's a deadly poison. I don't care how few parts per million it is. You're still taking it in your system. And the more you drink of it, the more poison you're getting. The FDA, not known, of course, for its concern for consumers' health, but rather that of corporate profits, has made this admission about sulfites on its own website. So even the FDA admits sulfites are something to be very leery of. They say sulfites added to baked goods, condiments, snack foods, and other products are safe for most people. Again, they're not safe, guys. They want you to think they are. When they say safe, they're talking relatively speaking. Most people don't have immediate severe reactions. Others do. But, you know, just because you don't have immediate severe reaction doesn't mean you're not having a reaction. Doesn't mean it's not poisonous for you. But there are some, as the FDA admits here, that are severely affected immediately. It goes on to say, excuse me, a small segment of the population, however, has been found to develop hives. I tell you what, short break, guys. I'll pick it up then when we get back. Stick with us.
We're part of fire. Let it burn. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, guys. Back to Two Thirds Radio. Let me pick up here with this FDA quote talking about, admitting that sulfites are not healthy. They go on to say, a small segment of the population has been found to develop hives, nausea, diarrhea, shortness of breath, or even fatal shock after consuming sulfides. For that reason, in 1986, the FDA banned the use of sulfides on fresh fruits and vegetables intended to be sold or served raw to customers. Sulfides added as a preservative in all other packaged and processed foods must be listed on the product label. Sulfides, guys, can be deadly. The thing is, you don't even know if you're one of those small percentages who will have an immediate severe reaction. And by the time you realize that, it might be too late for you. Monosodium glutamate. Ah, yeah. Now, there's an additive that is found all over the place. Not only in stuff you pull off the shelves everywhere, but a great many restaurants you go to. Not just Chinese either, by the way. A lot of Italian restaurants heavily use monosodium glutamate. Adverse side effects include numbness at the back of the neck, arms, back, palpitations, and a general feeling of weakness. I've known people, too, to get migraines from the stuff. It's just, it's really bad. Dizziness, you name it. Let's go on to dyes. The BBC reported on October 25th, 2002, quote, additives in popular snacks can cause hyperactivity and tantrums in young children, a study suggests. Research carried out by the independent watchdog, the Food Commission, found that so-called E numbers, artificial food colorings, such as tartazine, sunset yellow, camazine, and pronceau, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, P-R-O-N-C-E-A-U, pronceau, as well as the preservative sodium benzoate, I guess it is, may adversely affect one in four toddlers. One in four toddlers may be adversely affected by this. Again, guys, they put this stuff in there knowing it's going to get kids hyper, and then they get them diagnosed with ADHD, and, of course, they get them on the dope. It's obvious what's going on here, and again, like I said, this has been warned about in various journals. But yet, look what the FDA's website has to say about the connection between food additives and hyperactivity in children. Their own website has this. Question, do additives cause childhood hyperactivity? Answer, no. Although this theory was popularized in the 1970s, well-controlled studies conducted since that time have produced no evidence that food additives cause hyperactivity or learning disabilities in children. Hogwash, guys. It's absolute hogwash. Controlled studies? Yeah. That the FDA does on behalf of the very companies that they regulate, which also happen to fund them. Oh, give me a break. This is the same organization, once again, that got caught lying about thimerosal, telling you that thimerosal, far from being harmful to your child's development, has been found to be good for your child. Mercury. Oh, hey, look, you got a choice, okay? You can take matters into your own hands, take control of your own life, take control of your own health, and stop putting poisons in your system and letting them be put in your kid's system. And recognize that this fraudulent government that works on behalf of multinational corporations, regardless of the consequences to your health, recognize that they're lying to you. Or you can continue to live in your happy little fantasy world. Trust El Governmente that's in bed with big business and has been for decades on end now. Trust these hucksters. Buy this crap that you can't even pronounce. Put it in your system and suffer the consequences. It's up to you. Continue to call people like me paranoid, crazy, we don't know what we're talking about, and continue to poison yourself and your kids. But do understand, you are poisoning your kids and yourself. You've got to read your labels, folks. You've got to take matters into your hands because they don't care about your health. Because it's on the shelf does not mean, once again, that it's fit to be eaten. Oh, then we go on to aspartame. Oh, this is wonderful stuff. Hey, just ask Donald Rumsfeld. Of course, Donald Rumsfeld doesn't consume this stuff. You can bet on that. But he'll assure you nonetheless that it's really good for you as his stock portfolio soars. Cha-ching! Aspartame, guys, is the technical name for the brand names NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, and Equal Measure. It was discovered by accident in 1965 when James Schlatter, a chemist of G.D. Searle Company, which once had Donald Rumsfeld as its CEO, was testing an anti-ulcer drug. It is made up of three chemicals, aspartic acid, phenylalanine, however you say that, and methanol, which is wood alcohol, which itself, of course, is a deadly poison. You know, when these things break down in your system, they recombine to form formaldehyde. Yeah. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Spirits Radio. The host, Charles Giuliani. Actually got a caller on the line. I'm going to take him in a minute. I just wanted to finish this rant on aspartame here first. Aspartame, guys, this is the number one worst and most deadly additive of all the food additives out there today. It accounts for 75% of all the adverse reactions to food additives reported to the FDA. Did you catch that? 75% of all adverse reactions to food additives reported to the FDA are from aspartame. Many of these reactions are very serious, including death. A few of the 90 different documented symptoms being caused by aspartame include headaches, migraines, dizziness, seizures, nausea, numbness, muscle spasms, weight gain, rashes, depression, fatigue, irritability, tachycardia, some kind of heart disorder, I'm not sure what that is, tachycardia, insomnia, vision problems, hearing loss, heart palpitations, breathing difficulties, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, loss of taste, vertigo, memory loss, and joint pain. Did you know Tinnitus is another symptom. Tinnitus. I'm not even sure. Oh, tinnitus, I guess that is. Yeah, tinnitus. Did you know that aspartame was originally banned by the FDA in the early late 60s and early 1970s? It originally appeared on the Pentagon's list of favorite chemical warfare agents. It was on their top 100 list of most favored chemical warfare agents. It was banned by the FDA. It was only approved in the late 70s after Rumsfeld became the CEO for B.D. Searle. Today, Monsanto owns the patent on it, but it got its approval because they hired Rumsfeld after he left Washington circles. You know, he worked originally under Nixon. They hired him. He had those Washington connections. He got it approved, even though they had formally rejected it. Now, all of a sudden, it's okay now. Never gave any reason why it went from being a deadly toxin to now being acceptable, just because Rumsfeld pulled the strings for him. That's it, guys. They had a monopoly at the time. It was the only artificial sweetener that had been approved by the FDA. So they had a total monopoly on this. But anyway, you know, I even got more to say on that. But let me go to this caller. I don't want to keep waiting anymore here. We got Jim in Arizona. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. You're doing a good job today. Nice show. Hey, listen, I'm an organic vegetable farmer in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
I would like to mention a couple of things maybe that people would want to think about as far as having some different choices in, you know, the food that they buy. Just about anywhere in the country today, you can find farmers markets in, you know, a lot of the communities. And basically what goes on at these farmers markets are people that, you know, are growing food and sell directly to the public. And most of the time, I'm not going to say always, but most of the time, this stuff is grown organically without the use of pesticides, herbicides, different things like that. And they're not hard to find. Actually, I've got a website that I would like to give you.
Sure.
You can give to your listeners, and they can go onto this website and find, like, local markets in their communities and stuff, and if I can do that.
Sure, go ahead.
This particular website is organicconsumers.org.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, you can go onto that website, and they pretty much, you know, cover the nation as far as what markets are where and how to find them and who to get a hold of. Something else, too, that I've always advocated with anybody that has any space at all, even a porch where they can grow something in a pot, you know, please do so. You know, you can grow tomatoes. You can grow a lot of things just in pots right off your back porch.
And I tell you, the taste, it's unbelievable, the difference. You're not only getting more healthy stuff or really healthy stuff, genuinely healthy stuff, but the taste, you can't beat it. I mean, you cannot compare a homegrown tomato with the garbage you get in the grocery store. It's so, I will not eat store-bought tomatoes or store-bought oranges. They're so gross. I mean, just totally disgusting. There's nothing like the fresh ones.
Right. And the added value to that is, you know, if you're growing it yourself, not only, you know exactly what you're getting because you are growing it yourself, but you get that satisfaction out of doing that too. And, you know, it's very relaxing, you know, to get out and do something like that.
I get my oranges from a trucking company. They bring them up fresh from Florida every month. We order like a case or two, and some of them we eat, some of them we juice. Oh, it's just you've never eaten an orange before until you've had fresh oranges. I mean, the stuff in the store, I don't know what you want to call them, but they're not oranges.
Right.
There's no comparison. Just like the tomatoes, they're dry. Again, rigor mortis. You know, they have that rubbery kind of texture to them.
Right.
And then you cut them, and they don't even squirt at you. I mean, there's not hardly any juice.
Well,
oh, they're so gross.
We get that same reports a lot from our produce, especially like the tomatoes. You know,
yeah, you know, they irradiate a lot of this stuff, too. So they've actually killed the enzymes, all the healthy aspects.
Yeah.
It's dead food. You're not getting live. Ah, man.
Yeah, you might as well eat a piece of cardboard because you'll get just about as much nutrients from that as you would.
Sure.
the stuff that's radiated. Something else, too, is if, you know, in your particular areas, whoever's listening out there, something else to think about is doing like a CSA or getting a hold of your local farmers and growers. And basically what a CSA is, it's an agreement between the farmer and the consumer to where a farmer can actually grow a certain amount of produce for you, and you pay the farmer directly for that. You know, generally it's something like you pay him a certain amount of money down, and then he'll grow, and as it comes off during the season, then you can pick that up from him, you know, as
yeah,
you
go along. Yeah, that's a good idea, sure.
And that's
and
a good
you know how it's too. Getting grown, what they're doing with it, and, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're getting pesticides and God knows what else. You know, now they get the GM foods, genetically modified. And there's no regulation for this either. Radiation, too, there's no regulation for that. They do what they want as they want. You don't know what you're getting.
No, well, the FDA is in bed with all of those different companies, and they don't.
And now they get the Terminator seed. Pretty soon, you probably don't even be able to grow your own stuff anymore.
Well, what we do here, and I know a lot of small growers, you know, like we are, we save our seed, you know, from year to year. And there's still, you know, places where you can get heirloom seed and different things. And if you do that, please save seed, you know, because, yeah, it's getting to the point where, you know, like Monsanto, these big corporations are taking over the seed market, so you'll have to buy it.
And now, of course, they want to ban, you know, herbs and juices, for crying out loud. They're saying now that, you know, those are medicine. Well, they are medicines. They're real medicines. They actually work. And it's competition for the pharmaceuticals. So now they're trying to regulate that. Not only the FDA, heck, now on a grand scale, on a global scale, they're trying to do this with that Codex.
Emeritus, uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in fact, all across Europe, across the whole planet, they want to do this. And this is just, it's obvious, folks, what's going on here. They not only don't care about your health, they want to prevent you from having good health. They want you to go to these companies so they can not only make huge fat wads of cash off of you, but drive you into the senior citizen home by 40 years old so they can kill you off there.
That's absolutely
because they figure, by that time, you're not really worth much in the workforce anymore. Mm-hmm. So get you in the nursing home as quick as possible, then they'll overdose you with morphine, and next!
Right. Well, you've hit it right on the nail head, but whatever you can do yourself, you know, and join together with your local people in your community, and community gardens are always a good thing. You know, it takes work, but if you want something good and something healthy, then that's the way to go. Anyway,
all right, Jim.
Great.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Talk to you later.
You bet. Take care. Okay, folks, let's go to Ron in Michigan. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
Well, in spite of the fascist dictatorship we're living in, I'm still alive and doing good. How about you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, same here. Yeah. I'd like a couple of things on the food issue I'd like to mention. The dyes they use on flour nowadays, it's called Alaxan.
Uh-huh.
If a lab researcher wants to create diabetes in a test rat or a mouse, they feed it Alaxan. This is what they use to dye the flour with nowadays.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. You know, it's very effective in creating diabetes in lab rats.
You know. Well, you know, that's something to stay away from anyway. All this flour is, you literally might as well eat, you know, a pound of sugar, because that's all that becomes in your system. This bleached wheat junk.
The bleach is the agent that kills your the cells that produce the insulin in your pancreas.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
What a great scheme. Another one would be the food colorings. A lot of these are azole dyes, which are coal tar dyes.
Yeah.
And they had a big covered up stink back in the 50s when they first came out with margarine. You know, they used to have the packet of yellow powder you'd mix with the white lard to produce margarine, you know.
Right.
Back in the old days. Well, that yellow dye was called butter yellow. It was azole dye, and it caused the skin cancer. It caused a big epidemic of skin cancer back in the 50s. They covered it up and changed the formula so it wasn't so quickly effective, but all these coal tar dyes are... are cancerous.
That's what's so disgusting is they know this stuff.
It's right, like right. And you can take, you know, I forgot what the flower it is, marigolds or something like that, get a nice yellow dye, all that, and it costs maybe twice as much as these coal tar dyes. But
it's like the Marisol. They're never going to admit. I mean, you can easily confirm this. Major media outlets have actually talked about this. I mean, this has been across the board. Even the major media now have been covering this. The government was lying to us about the effects of the Marisol. They were covering up for the big...
Well, the Bush family owns Eli Lilly along with the Payo family.
Oh, sure. Big contributors to his campaigns. It, you know. Yeah. But in any case, now they actually have removed it recently from most of the vaccines anyway. But you know what they're saying now? We've removed it not because it had negative side effects, but because there was so much paranoia in the public about it. They're never going to admit it, that they were actually deliberately poisoning people.
Well, you know, see how quietly they took mercurochrome off the market, you know, the iodine substitute, you know, back in
the
70s. And that was the same stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they very quietly got that off the market and started killing people. You know, they'd paint that stuff on them. Enough of it, and you go into mercury poisoning, you know, from
mercurochrome. Again, all you got to do is go back to the MK Ultra days and see that the CIA was experimenting, coming up with toxins, you know, developing stuff that you could poison people slowly, mostly with the intent of controlling them.
Population.
Toxins that would affect the brain and, you know, neutralize your ability to think cognitively clearly, you know. So this stuff is a direct outgrowth. And, you know, once they figured out what poisons would work best to do that, well, we'll just put it in the food.
Yeah, or change the delivery method, like the
or in the water.
The amalgam fillings in your teeth, you know, used to be a lot more silver in them than they are now. They changed the composition, so they leach mercury out a lot, 10 times faster.
Yeah, it's a time-release poison is what it is. The mercury in the fillings slowly, gradually leak out into your mouth and into your system, sure.
Back when they did had more silver in the mix, though, it was, you know, a lot less obvious than it is now. So.
Right, right. Yeah. Anyway, anything more, Ron?
I know the EU is banned almost all of those coal tar dyes, the azole dyes, food dyes.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of stuff that you know has been forbidden over there, like BGH, bovine growth hormone. They recognize that as a deadly carcinogen, but yet we still got it here.
Yeah, yeah. I kick myself every time I buy food with it. You know, I know it's bad, but it's cheaper. I don't know. I got to, you know, I know where I can get milk that's free of that, but it's a little more expensive. I got to drive to this one certain store and get it, and well,
I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice. I'm not advocating fanaticism here, just awareness, you know.
Right, yeah.
To limit. If you can't cut it out, sometimes you can. You get invited over to someone's house, you don't want to be so fanatic that you're going to, well, what's in that? I don't want to eat that because, you know, you don't want to get fanatical about it. But to limit as minimal as possible because, I mean, come on, this stuff, especially with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, are you going to let someone come over to your house and smoke when you got a baby there in the house because you don't want to insult them? There are some times where you got to be obnoxious and say, hey, look, you know, you can smoke outside if you don't mind. I don't want my baby breathing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done it. I never let people smoke around my babies. I don't care if they didn't like me for it or not. Too bad.
Well, I don't know. I don't
want to poison yourself, go outside and do it and breathe in your cancer-inducing crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, man. To me, it's obnoxious for them to want to smoke in front of my baby. I took that highly insulting. Not only insulting, it was a...
I know, the French smoked Turkish tobacco only 3-4 years longer than Americans, you know. Most of the Americans died, because of lung cancer.
Well, they don't get all the crap in their diet like we do.
Oak Ridge dumped so much uranium fluoride in the air, and it dumped right on the tobacco-going region. You know, that's the reason that tobacco was bad. You know,
sure.
It was all nuclear poisoning from Oak Ridge.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get mad about that, you know. But nobody says, oh, tobacco smoke's bad. Well, no, it was Oak Ridge. So, well, Charlie, have a good day.
It's true. All right, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, guys, let me go back. I want to mention some other side effects of aspartame that have emerged in recent years. Brain tumors, multiple sclerosis has been linked, believe it or not, epilepsy, chronic fatigue, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, mental retardation, lymphoma, birth defects, fibromyalgia, and diabetes have all been linked to aspartame. And, of course, they tell you as a diabetic, oh, well, you know, stay away from sugar. Aspartame is a great sugar substitute. You know, yeah, you'd almost be better off as a diabetic taking sugar than aspartame. Man. But in spite of all this, undeniable evidence that aspartame is a poison. Again, if you look in the history of this, guys, and I encourage you to do it, look into the history of aspartame and see what I'm saying is true. I'm not making this up. Aspartame was originally used by the Pentagon as a chemical warfare agent, all right? It was banned by the FDA. All of a sudden now Rumsfeld comes along and the whole story changes. In spite of all this ugly history of the stuff, in spite of the fact that it's you know, responsible for 75% of all the adverse side effects from food additives, where do you see after the break what the FDA has to say about aspartame? Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Back to the Earth's Radio. I got to read you this quote. This is right off the FDA's own website. Listen to what they say about aspartame. Keep in mind all that we've been discussing here. It is the worst of all food additives. It has the most negative side effects. The FDA itself originally banned the stuff back in the early 70s. They forbade it ever to be used in food. They said it's a horrible poison. Every test they ever did on it, produced deadly results in lab rats, on and on and on. They said, stay away from aspartame, right? Now, today, you go to their website, and here's what they say about it. There is no scientific evidence that aspartame causes adverse reactions in people. BS. They're lying. Just like they're lying about the Marisol. Guys, Salon.com, a very respectable news source, carried this article in June of 2005. They said 10 people had come to them anonymously and told them about a private meeting that occurred in June of 2000 between Eli Lilly and several other pharmaceutical company heads. They met with the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, et al., the regulatory agencies, and they were promised by these governmental agencies, oh, don't worry, yes, we know thimerosal is causing autism and other serious neurological disorders, but don't worry, we're going to produce a report saying that it's harmless. And they did. 2 months later, a report came out, far from it being harmful to your child's development, it's actually beneficial, blah, blah, blah. Lie, lie, lie after endless lie. Hey, once again, you want to trust the FDA? Hey, you go right ahead, but please send me that check for the bridge. I'll have it out to you as soon as I get the check. Fluoride is another one, guys. Major problems here. Fluoride was originally marketed in the 19th century as, guess what? Rat poison. Fluoride was sold originally as rat poison, and that's all it is. Fluoride does not prevent tooth decay. That's the clincher. The reason they administer it to you in the drinking water, in the toothpaste, is, like they're really concerned about your teeth, by the way. Yeah, they care about your teeth. Oh, how heartwarming that is. They don't care about lying you into war and blowing up your fellow citizens on 9/11, but they care about your teeth. How endearing. But the truth is, guys, it's not even good for your teeth. Fluorosis is fluoride poisoning. And do you know what the symptoms of fluorosis are? Yellowing and mottling of the teeth enamel. Yeah. It's good for your teeth. Studies again and again have shown that in areas where the water is fluoridated, there are higher incidences of cavities than there are in areas where the water is not fluoridated. There's a nice little deal going on here between El Governmente and the Dental Association, wouldn't you say? Very profitable for them to ensure that you get cavities. But you see, there's another hidden agenda behind fluoride. It not only causes tooth decay, which is great for the dental industry, but it is a neurotoxin. Adolf Hitler, as I'm sure many of you know, put it in his drinking water for his people to keep them dumbed down and complacent. And yes, here it is in our water. Maybe that's why the American people aren't rising up against this unelected fascist, dictatorial, mass-murdering, lying, thievish pig and his phony administration. Maybe they're all strung out on fluoride. Did you know fluoride is the product, a waste product of... tin mining or aluminum? I forget which. I think it's aluminum. Yeah. It's a waste product from aluminum mining, guys. That should tell you something right there. Look at the warning label on your toothpaste, for crying out loud. Should you ingest an amount more than what you ordinarily use to brush your teeth, call poison control immediately. And yet you put it in your mouth every day to brush your teeth with? Think about it. It's in your drinking water, too, by the way. You might want to reconsider what you drink. All right, that's it for today. Have a great weekend, guys. Hopefully, in spite of everything going on, you'll have a good one. I know I will, one way or other. All right, we'll see you Monday. Take care, folks.
Since 1988,